AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The power's back on for just about everybody in South Carolina this morning after that massive rainstorm. But tens of thousands of homes have no working water. A bitter irony for homeowners who saw floodwaters at their front doors. R.J. Reeves is in Columbia, South Carolina this morning.
We're right beside a group of townhomes, and people have had to just throw all their belongings out the back door because everything was covered with 3.5 to 4 feet of water. It's going to be a long time to recover from that.
Officials are warning it may take weeks, in fact, for things to get back to normal. 13 people are known dead in that historic rainstorm in the Carolinas. The NTSB is on the way to investigate the sinking of that U.S. cargo ship off the coast of the Bahamas during a hurricane.
Our hearts, all of us at the NTSB and all of us involved in this, our hearts go out to those who have been affected by this tragic accident.
NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinzar, 28 Americans were on board that ship. One body has been spotted. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is talking about the gunman who killed 9 people at a community college in Oregon. Asked on the Today Show this morning what he thought about an apparently mentally ill man being able to get so many guns.
We need to start examining why it is that people are taking violent action, not what they're using to commit the violent act with.
He says there should be more mental health services available, but many of the gun control proposals, he says, would not have prevented this tragedy. Half an hour from now, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan will be before Congress. Lawmakers expected to ask General John Campbell about that U.S. airstrike that hit a medical clinic, killing 22 people. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General says Russia's incursion into airspace over Turkey is very serious, even dangerous. This is AP Radio News. Did you hear about the American Airlines pilot who became very ill while on a flight from Phoenix to Boston? The captain later died, but the first officer took over the plane and safely landed it in Syracuse, all the while keeping in contact with the ground and making sure that medical personnel would be there to meet the plane.
Syracuse, American 550 is out of 15,000 for 5,000. A medical emergency. Captain is incapacitated.
Aviation expert Phil Derner.
Professionalism takes over at that point, and I'm sure that the pilot felt very sad, and it's an awful situation to be in. But I know that the aircraft was safe and that pilot was in full control of the aircraft and fully capable to land that aircraft on his own.
He talked to WSYR-TV. The owner of a Kentucky reptile store is recovering after police pried off a 20-foot python that was crushing him. 125-pound snake. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.